excerpt from Smith Wigglesworth I'm going to share, but before I share it, I want to give a little testimony or exhorting before I do. The story is about a woman that Smith raised from the dead. Several months ago, I was sitting in our house and considering some things that were going on in my family and some things that I was seeing around me. And I was praying and worshiping God, and God said to me, Kathy, what's stronger, life or death? You know, I hadn't considered that before, never even thought about it. But he got my attention, obviously, and I thought about it for a little while, and you know, death wasn't even here until Adam failed. Adam would have lived forever. And I thought some more, and I thought about Jesus and him overcoming death. And you know, my faith started changing. And I remember when Evan was getting ready to go off to college, I had to deal with a spirit. I was afraid that there was a fear in me that something was going to happen to my children. And if you will turn with me to 2 Timothy, I want to show you what God did to deliver me from that spirit of fear. I don't know too many mothers that didn't have the fear that something was going to happen to their children, or something was going to happen in their family, or their mother or father or sisters or brothers. And I want to show you what God showed me. The verse is 1 Timothy 1, 9. And Paul's talking about Jesus, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death. Who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. When Jesus died on that cross, he went to hell for us. And in 3 days, he overcame that death. And he rose again. He became alive again. And not only alive again, but alive with no death in him. If you remember, Methuselah lived to be 900 years old. And God found out that you let a person live for 900 years, they got 900 years worth of sin. That's why we don't live to be 900 years. If you read in Genesis, he had to kind of speed up death a little bit so we didn't have to pay for so much. But Jesus abolished death. And I was considering this Friday, and God said, I want you to share this before you read this about Smith. He said to me, Kathy, your fear, the fear that you had about something happening to your children, the fear that you're dealing with now about your family, that those fears, is based on a lie. Amen. You're afraid of death, and life is stronger than death. You get that? Life is stronger than death. If you remove death from a person, what happens? They become alive. When the church of God overcomes death, and it says, oh death, where is thy, what is it? Oh death, where is thy victory? Oh grave, you know, oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? What happens? We all change, and there's no more death in us. Our fear is based on a lie. Life is stronger than death. And this is what Smith Wigglesworth knew. And I want to read to you, it's from The Power of Christ's Resurrection. And the verse that Smith uses, he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. He made death ineffective. Well, why do we still see death? Because it's only ineffective if you believe. And the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He goes on to say, Paul got a vision and a revelation of the resurrection power of Christ. And so he was saying, I will not stop until I have laid hold of what God has laid hold of me for. For what purpose has God laid hold of us? To be channels for his power. He wants to manifest the power of the Son of God through you and me. God helps us to manifest the faith of Christ, the compassion of Christ, the resurrection power of Christ. He said, one morning about 11 o'clock, I saw a woman who was suffering with a tumor. She could not live through the day. A little blind girl led me to the bedside. Compassion broke me up, and I wanted that woman to live for the child's sake. I said to the woman, do you want to live? She could not speak. She just moved her finger. I anointed her with oil and said, in the name of Jesus. There was a stillness of death that followed. And the pastor, looking at the woman, said to me, she's gone. When God pours his compassion, it has resurrection power in it. I carried that woman across the room, put her up against a wardrobe, and held her there. I said, in the name of Jesus, death, come out. Soon her body began to tremble like a leaf. In Jesus' name, walk, I said. She did, and went back to bed. I told this story in the assembly. There was a doctor there and said, I'll prove that. He went to the woman, and she told him it was perfectly true. She said, I was in heaven, and I saw countless numbers, all like Jesus. Then I heard a voice say, walk in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Let us apprehend it, the power of his resurrection, the power of his compassion, the power of his love. Love will break the hardest thing. There is nothing it will not break. Amen.